Hi, Nolan Johnson for iConnect 007, and this afternoon I am speaking with Todd Colmadin, who is Vice President of Quality for North America for Guardian. Todd, welcome.
Yeah, glad to be here.
So, you're currently located in the Oregon area, as luck would have it, I am. And for all of us involved in this, there's ongoing constant change with federal, state, and local government orders and executive orders. How have all of these changes and adjustments affected your business model, your ability to do business right now, Todd?
Well, you know, that question arises quite a bit with what an essential business is and how we're all handling it. Guardian itself is part of the CISA, government mandated crucial manufacturing supply chain. So we are basically exempt to most of the city, state, local, jurisdictional shelter shutdowns. So as long as the supply chain, or if we're notified from our customer base that they are involved in the critical manufacturing supply chain, they notify us, and we continue to do business as usual, which is a big gray area that a lot of people are trying to deal with right now, is what is an essential business, what is not. And as far as from a Guardian side, we're still doing business with our Department of Defense manufacturing supply chain, so we're still here for you.
So you mentioned being authorized, and it sounds like you've had authorization in place before rather than some manufacturers who might find themselves scrambling right now.
Well, I try to stay, you know, part of my job is to make sure I stay abreast of what's going on with the Department of Defense, because we are affiliated with the DLA and we do a lot of help for a lot of the military contractors. So as soon as this started up, we started to look quickly at what restrictions and how they affected our industry real quickly. And as many other manufacturers did, we have made a statement to our valued customers of the things that we're doing, how it's affecting us, how we're implementing, you know, social distancing, manage our employees. We put out a statement about that, which has about 6 or 7 bullet items. One including, you know, how we're dealing with the essential business and service clause that we're hearing in most of these stay in place or shut down essential business orders.
Todd, right now, what's your greatest concern?
Well, I mean, for, you know, most of the greatest concern a lot of people are dealing with is all the retail level stuff, going out and trying to find stuff to, you know, maintain your households and such. But from the industry standpoint right now, our concern is just making sure that, the manufacturers are flowing down their requirements or their CISA supply chain, critical supply chain contract information to us or to other of their vendors, to make sure that one of their vendors doesn't shut down, because that puts a strain on the supply chain for the defense or the U.S. government. And so that's one of the things that I've been scrambling with a little bit today once we got underway, is making sure with all these shutdowns in different states, because we have different facilities in different states and also in Canada. So I'm juggling which state and which town or city is imposing what restrictions. And so we got to the bottom of it, and I spoke with Keith Powell at the DLA today, and got the information from the Undersecretary of Defense of how the supply chain works, where we fall into that, and where, you know, with our manufacturing base that we support, to make sure that they inform us that they are indeed also involved in the supply chain, so we can all keep the wheel turning during this challenging time that we're in.
From your perspective, and the contact that you've already mentioned that you've had in our quick conversation here, what sort of a message would you share with the rest of us who are participating in this industry?
Well, I would say you got to keep your head up. I mean, most of what we're seeing out there is not changing a lot. We're still lot of communications going on between us and the manufacturers. We're not seeing any work stoppage. We haven't seen any, fringes in the supply chain. We're still moving product. They're still moving product. But I think the best thing is making sure that the communication channels stay open. Unfortunately, there's probably going to be some of the manufacturers that are not going to find themselves able to continue to operate based on, you know, how these shutdown regulations are going. But the main thing is keep the communication channels open between the manufacturers and their supply chain and vendors. That's the best thing I can say right now.
Well, thank you for your time then on this. That's particularly helpful.
Well, I'm glad I could give you some input from our side of what's going on, and we hope that everybody stays safe and healthy, and practices all the things that they're telling us to do to make sure that we don't get sick. And if you do, stay home. But other than that, we're going to continue to be here. So keep the wheels turning.
Great. Todd, thank you. Once again, I'm Nolan Johnson, iConnect 007. I've been speaking with Vice President of Quality for North America at Guardian, Todd Colmaden.
Thank you, guys.